Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 24. Hello there, bears and cubs. This is Denard bringing you another episode of Bear Podcast. I'm recording this at night, November 30th, Wednesday. Tonight, I'm sad to say that Excalibur's porn shoot is postponed for a while. I don't know when he's gonna do his shoot. Pun intended, yes. In this episode, I have some interesting articles for you guys. And tomorrow is a very important day. World AIDS Day. Then, I'll be featuring a bear from Portland, Oregon. He's a musician, and he's woofy-licious, according to my buddy, Persian Bear. I'll be doing announcements from our fellow bears across the nation. And there are so many events happening. So, stick around, guys. December 1st is World AIDS Day. Established by the World Health Organization in 1988, World AIDS Day serves to focus global attention on the devastating impact of the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Observance of this day provides an opportunity for governments, national AIDS programs, churches, community organizations, and individuals to demonstrate the importance of the fight against HIV/AIDS. With an estimated 39.4 million people worldwide living with HIV at the end of 2004, and more than 20 million having died of AIDS since 1981, December 1st serves to remind everyone that action makes a difference in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Americans should be reminded that HIV/AIDS does not discriminate. With an estimated 1,039,000 to 1,185,000 HIV-positive individuals living in the U.S. and the 35,000 to 40,000 new infections occurring every year, the U.S., like other nations around the world, is deeply affected. We encourage you to visit the website and download materials such as fact sheets that provide HIV/AIDS statistics and the new World AIDS Day poster to assist in your efforts to educate, motivate, and mobilize your local community in the fight against HIV/AIDS. The link is on the website. And you know what? I have friends who are HIV positive and some have AIDS already. And I'm quite sure that some of you guys have friends, relatives, and loved ones who are afflicted by this dreaded disease. I would like to take this opportunity to ask you guys to think about our loved ones who passed, and for the loved ones who are struggling with it right now, let's pause for a moment of silence and think about them. Have you ever been pissed off because when you try to call customer service and you get an automated voice greeting? Welcome to American Express. Press 1 for English. Para Español, press 2. For Filipino, press 3. Then it tells you to press more buttons, and after a few minutes of waiting, it puts you on hold to talk to a human being on the other line. Doesn't that suck? I was going through /.org, and I saw an article that might be of interest for you guys, especially if you're trying to call Citibank to complain about charges on your credit card for the 10 butt plugs you ordered online, because you only ordered 8. So the page I have on the website is a link to Paul English's site. It's sort of a cheat sheet. It's a list of services with 1-800 numbers. It also shows numbers to dial to go directly to a human. So, okay, let me see a sample. Okay. Bank One. If you have Bank One, okay, you call the it's an 877 number. And you call that, and you press 00, then you get a human being. So you get someone, a person. It won't, you'll be circumventing the system, and you'll be talking to a human being. Another sample would be, let me see. Oh, okay, Aetna. If you're calling Aetna and about insurance, just press star, then zero anytime. Then you get to the operator. Or if you're calling, let me see another sample here. If you're calling Best Buy, you press 00 star. Well, there's an 800 number on Best Buy, and then you press 00 star, and you get a you get a person on the other line. So just look at the website and you'll see a link on paulenglish.com/IVR, and it might be helpful for you guys. You can forward it to your friends, and so check it out. It might be helpful for you. Vatican wants ex-gay priests. Okay, here's an article from Planet Out. A new Vatican instruction on gay priests says that the Catholic Church can admit those who have clearly overcome homosexual tendencies for at least 3 years. Gosh. But practicing homosexuals, those with deep-seated gay tendencies, and those who support a gay culture should be barred. In essence, the Vatican has adopted an ex-gay viewpoint, stealing a page from evangelical Christianity. So the Vatican is completely out of touch with reality. There is no such thing as overcoming homosexual tendencies. However, people can bury themselves deep in the closet, which is what the Vatican is ordering priests to do. Okay, so I really don't get it. Being gay is not a button to be switched on and off, okay? That's how I think of it. I don't think the homosexuality is the problem. It's the molestation. And according to this article, the Roman Catholic Church has spent $1 billion for settlements and jury verdicts. So, it's just sad to hear about all these news. Anyway, the link is on the website, so check it out and plan it out.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
I was talking to my friend Sean. He's a Persian bear, and he said that he's been chatting with a guy named Mark in Portland, Oregon. And he said that perhaps we should have him featured in Wolf What a Bear. So, okay. So, here is Dragu, D-R-A-G-U, on Bear 411. He's in Portland, Oregon, and his name is Mark. Hi, I'm a musician in a one-man band called Everything Is Fine. I'll be playing December 6, 2005 at Acme 1305 Southeast 8th Street, Portland. Or come and see me if you like. I have two partners and we are very happy. He's got two partners. Interesting. Love living in Oregon. Love taking pictures of guys. Okay, so you can check out his website. So he's a musician. He's got a gig. His site is everythingisfine.net. Okay, so December 6th, when is that? That's next week. December 6th is a Tuesday. Wow, he's got a gig. Also, he also has a gig on December 14th at the Ash Street Saloon, also in Portland, Oregon. So if you guys want to check him out, want to see a bear, a woofy-licious bear, play on stage. You'll get to see him in Portland, Oregon, and just following the link, bear411.com/dragu. All right, I have a few announcements to make. Let me see here. Let me start with... Oh, okay. Babalu! Babalu has a show! Queer Comedy at the Grounds! And on Saturday, December 3, okay, 8 p.m., featuring Scott Silverman, Sean Hetherington, Faith Choice, Roy Cruz. Sounds Filipino. Babalu! Jerry Callum. All right, so... Admission is free, no reservations required. First come, first serve. You can email queerground@yahoo.com if you have any questions. Or you can visit Babalu's LJ or his website. His website is babalurocks.com and see his wacky pictures there. Oh, yeah, by the way, he upgraded his website. He's now babalurocks.com 2.0. It's another event, Silicon Valley Gay Man's Chorus, you have a lot to touch. Holiday Concert, A Splash of Christmas, Friday to Saturday, December 16th to 17th, 2005, in Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts. This holiday concert will feature Conrad Sousa's Carols and Lullabies from the Southwest, a beautiful collection of carols from Spain, Mexico, and the Southwest, scored for guitar, harp, marimba, and men's voices. Other selections will include seasonal favorites, as well as fun and festive one-act holiday show featuring music by the internationally renowned composer David Maddox. Come celebrate the holidays with us. Purchase tickets online. Just following the website that I have on the webpage. It's svgmc.org. Yeah, this was given to me by Excalibur, and he told me to plug this show because there are bear members there. Woof. I'd like to see them there, singing bears. If you look at the website, you could really zoom in. On the top right, there are pictures of the guys, and you could zoom in on the bears there. It's pretty cute. All right, another event. Let me see. Four chairs. I got this from Owen. He's Murphy on LiveJournal, and he posted this on his LiveJournal, and it says here, shameless T-minus 5 days to opening night of my show. Here are the details again. Four chairs, innovative improv directed by Jimmy Carain. Fridays in December. On Fridays, so it starts at 10:30 p.m. So December 2nd, December 9th, December 16th, December 23rd, and December 30th. It's at Donnie's Skybox Theater upstairs at Second City. I would assume this is in Chicago.
You haven't lost your touch.
Let me double check. Yeah, is it in Chicago? It doesn't say where it is, but I guess, well, Owen here is he's in his mid-20s, and he's a musician and actor, and he's got a show, I guess. Yeah, he's got a show, and yeah, good luck to you, Owen. I hope you do well in your show. Okay, so let me see if there's any more events. Bubble show, that's done, okay. Alright, so that's it for the events for now. And, I have an email. Let me see, hold on. Email. Okay, here's an email from Steve. He's from New York. Alright. He says, hey, I've been listening to your bear podcasts for quite the length of time now. I really do enjoy listening to you and the interviews that you have. I think the Wolf What a Bear segment is very cool. Yeah, and he says it's very relaxing to hear the podcast. Thank you. I admire that you talk mostly about the bear community. As a cub myself, I strive for the recognition of the community in gay society. But even my roommate still refers to bears as gross men, and that's why I killed him. Do you need some U-Haul boxes? I can, you know, for the chopped up body for that. But seriously, he says. But seriously, love the show. I wouldn't want to listen to it any other way. Keep it alive, Steve from New York. Thank you very much, Steve, for supporting the show. And yeah, we'll have more interviews. And this coming Sunday, I'm gonna have a. I'll be attending the Houston Area Bears.
You have to touch.
Houston Area Bears holiday party, and I think a friend of mine, two friends of mine who went to the Bear Cruise, Robert and Lloyd, they're gonna be. They mentioned that maybe we can have the interview there, because I really, really want to get into the stories that they have about the Bear Cruise, about the Bear Voyage cruise that happened a few weeks ago. Yeah, so we'll see what happens to that. That's going to be on Sunday, and hopefully I could post that podcast by Sunday night or Monday night. I'm not too sure. Excalibur is supposed to co-host with me tonight. We're supposed to talk about his porn shoot experience tonight. However, it got postponed. He said he hasn't jerked off for days. So, Excalibur, more power to you. Whack off as much as you can tonight. And please use a beach towel, because I don't think a cum rag is enough to hold all your jizz tonight. Okay, guys, that wraps up the show. Official website is www.bearpodcast.com. Voicemail line is 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. I'll catch you guys later this weekend. Enjoy the rest of the week. Many wolves and many hugs.